Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
You know what Almighty God does? He wants to heal your family. That would delight Him. He's looking for us to respond and be obedient and, if necessary, deny ourselves.
Here's Steve Farrar on Focus on the Family Minute, encouraging men to choose to follow God's lead and greatly bless their wife and kids in the process.
Let's be those men, guys. Let's be those men. You guys with boys at home, you do the job. You love them, you love your wife, you follow Christ with all your heart, you don't screw around with sin. You be a man of God in integrity. You don't live one way at church and another way at home. They need to see the truth modeled at home as you follow Christ.
What your wife and children need most is a man who will influence them to become more like Jesus. You'll hear more tips from Steve about leading your home well when you visit familyminute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
The Rest of the Story. Lieutenant Colonel Nguyen P. Phong had been fighting the jungle war long enough to distinguish the quiet that meant safe from the quiet that meant sorry. This was the latter. It was too quiet. So quiet you could almost hear the sniper holding his breath in a tree out there somewhere. Colonel Phong quickly glanced about, trying to determine the source of the impending surprise. Any small thing might give it away. The trick was to detect that ostensibly insignificant something before losing your life to it. And there it was, a rustling in the foliage. Barely perceptible, yes, but out of sync with the breeze. And then, a spark of sunlight on a gun sight. Colonel Phong turned to his patrol, marching along the rice paddy dike. Most were out of range, but one of the soldiers would be an easy target. Colonel Phong yelled, "Get down, Woody!" And Woody dove for cover. And in the next instant, a hail of North Vietnamese ammo spattered the dike where he had stood. Return fire, mostly blind, in the direction of Colonel Phong's frantic gestures. Meanwhile, Woody, on his belly now, wriggled through the muck until he was clear of the enemy fire. And then, as suddenly as the skirmish had begun, it was over. 15 minutes later, the South Vietnamese patrol had withdrawn a safe distance into the deep bamboo and stopped to rest. Woody, still shaken, curled up in a thicket and tried for sleep. And yet, in that nether zone between wake and sleep, came the voice of Colonel Phong once more. It was quiet, and even this time. "Woody," the voice said, "don't move. Don't move. There's a bamboo viper about 2 inches from your right eye." Holding his head perfectly motionless, Woody looked to the right, found himself staring straight into the yawning white mouth of a deadly snake. "Don't move, Woody. He will leave you alone if you'll just stay still." Woody's heart was pounding like thunder now, but he stayed still. And just as Colonel Phong had promised, after an interminable time, the creature lost interest and slithered away. paralyzing panic had passed, the near victim leaped up, bounded from the thicket. In the scant space of 20 minutes, Colonel Fong had saved his life twice. Well, just don't forget it, the colonel would later grin. And Woody never forgot. All through his second tour of Vietnam, the two men fought side by side. Woody, although an American advisor, would be awarded a Silver Star by the South Vietnamese Army. And then he went home, and he never heard from Lieutenant Colonel Nguyen Phong again. But Woody did more than remember the man who had kept his name off that black slab in Washington. The Green Beret advisor whom comrades had nicknamed Woody, Lieutenant Colonel Earl Woods, kept a silent vow that his future son would bear the name of this valiant, vigilant South Vietnamese friend. Before today, you'd never met the jungle-wise warrior to whom Earl Woods owed his life. But from now on, you will never forget that Colonel Fong had a wartime nickname, too. They called the Colonel Tiger. And someday in conversation soon, somebody will ask, where in the world did Tiger Woods get that name? Well, you'll be able to tell them the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Slow Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealy, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. We have opinions. We have articles about Addis's bill. I suggest you go to Cal Coast News and... Okay, sorry. Sorry about that. We had a caller that called in, and I think it. They wanted to... somehow they got disconnected. I hope they call back. But the caller is, we're going to have Greg Burt. He is the vice president of the California Family Council. Here he's calling in. Welcome to Sound Off. Greg, I was just introducing you. Greg Burt is the vice president of the California Family Council. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
And I have a couple questions for you. First of all, tell us a little bit about the Family Council and what you do.
Yeah, we are one of 40 family policy councils around the country in 40 different states. I'm based up here in Sacramento, and we advocate for biblical values. And so we're very concerned regarding issues regarding parental rights and protecting kids and human trafficking and issues of religious liberty and a whole gamut of other issues, pro-life issues and issues defending the definition of what it means to be a male and a female. Of course, that affects, you know, prisons and sports and bathrooms. And so anything that's socially conservative and controversial, we're in the middle of it.
And so you were actually at this Senate election committee. I introduced before you came on a little bit about this, the bill, the AB 2691 by Don Addis, and it was designed to keep anyone, all sex offenders, out of public office. Can you tell us a little bit about, it was Scott Wiener, can you tell us a little bit about what happened and why this got changed?
Yeah, I was the one of the two witnesses testifying against the bill. I'd only heard about it the day before. This bill had really had no opposition. It had passed the assembly, I think, 60-plus votes to nothing. But when it got to the Senate Elections Committee, which is chaired by State Senator Scott Wiener from San Francisco, the amendments were added, and this is usually happens with bills, you know, a member, the chair of a committee will say, hey, I'll let your bill go through my committee, but you got to change it. And so that's what we heard happen with this particular bill, and amendments were required if she was going to get this bill out of committee. And so the amendments were regarding some exceptions to what is considered sexual assault. And those included, if you go to the bill, it'll say, I'm reading from the text, sexual assault does not include a violation of subdivision, and then it reads several subdivisions of the penal code, 286, 287, and 289. And so I looked those up, and I said, what is that about? And so you look those provisions up, and it says, and I have them right here in front of me, except as provided in Section 288, any person who participates in an act of sodomy with another person who is under the age of 18 shall be punished by imprisonment in state prison or county jail for not more than a year. And then it says, this is under B2, except as provided in Section 288, any person over 21 years of age who participates in the act of sodomy with a person who is under 16 shall be guilty of a felony. So those two crimes will be exemptions. And then what we've been looking at recently is, what does Section 288, what's this exception? And so you look that up, and those are crimes against minors under the age of 14. So how we're understanding the bill now, as you know, have all these provisions, is it looks like it definitely applies to, the exceptions apply to 14 and 15 year olds who've had sex with an adult over 21, right? That's definitely an exemption. And then also 17 year olds who simply have had, you know, sex with somebody over 18. And then it goes on to three other provisions. One is oral copulation, the same exact details. And then the other one is sexual penetration with another adult. And so those are the exemptions. And we, before the committee, I said, you know, when we were reading this bill, this is my testimony, when we were reading this bill, we thought we were misreading it. Because who is going to justify these exemptions? And so please explain to me, Addis, or Senator Wiener, why would you give exemptions for these teenagers? Aren't crimes against them, sexual assault against them by adults? Wouldn't that be a disqualifying event for an elected official? Like, explain this. And they did not explain it. Actually, Senator Wiener just attacked me and said, you know, I've never introduced a bill myself to protect, to exempt legislators who've committed crimes, and now I'm complaining the bill isn't expansive enough. That was his explanation.
And hasn't he been responsible in the past for several bills in the past that also had this type of exemptions?
There have been, in the past, there has been another bill regarding who stays on the sex registry, right, and who gets exempted. And I don't have the details in front of me, but it was something like if you've had sex with a minor, but the age, the difference is more than 5 years, then, or less than 5 years, then you don't get an exemption. Then you have a wobbler so that you don't have to be put on the list. He has a real problem with the sex registry. This was reiterated because the bill right before this one was in the same hearing, AB 2753. This was by Assemblywoman Ziora from Merced, also a Democrat, and she was trying to bar anyone from running for office who's on the sex registry. And he complained that you shouldn't have people who are on the first two tiers being exempt. So there's three tiers on the sex registry. You can be on the registry for 10 years, 20 years, or for life. And her bill said, if you're on the registry, you can't run for office. And he wanted to only be for people run who are on the list for life. So, but you know, if you're on the second tier, that's still some serious crimes. And she wouldn't change it, and so that bill died. And he voted no, and the other two Democrats didn't vote, and so the bill died.
And there has been, in Sacramento, has this, the changes, you know, carving out exemptions for some pedophilia behavior and allowing them to run for office, has there been outrage in Sacramento over what is going on?
Yes. I mean, and you know, the thing is that this happened on Wednesday, and then Thursday was the last day of the legislative session before the summer break, so now everybody's gone. So things have quieted down a bit, but the story went national. Actually, we always post our testimonies that we give online, and my testimony, as of this morning, had 200,000 views, which is, my testimonies typically aren't particularly going viral, but this is the first time I've ever had one go viral before. And so I think there is a real interest and outrage. The local NBC station covered it live, and so I don't know. There's nothing coming out of the Democrats at this point. There's no defense of this. Besides, I've heard a couple. I think even Addis, I saw an interview with her saying that she was trying to prevent Romeo relationships from being caught in this, like with an 18-year-old or a 18-year-old having sex with a 17-year-old, right? Like that shouldn't count. But I don't think anybody has a problem with that. But the bill does far more than that. It specifically says a person over 21 years of age with a person under 16. That's no Romeo relationship. That includes a 40-year-old who's having sex with a 14-year-old.
I did get an email statement from Dawn. I'm going to read that. And I have asked her to go on the show. I haven't had a response back, but she did send me a statement. And I'll let you both respond to the statement when we come back, after I finish. Since assuming office, I have introduced legislation to tackle child sex assault and hold perpetrators accountable. Whether that has been through removing the statute of limitation, removing barriers to press criminal charges, and preventing future assault. I am proud that AB 2691 will be the strongest bill in the nation to committed child and other felony sexual assault from running for office in California. I look forward to continuing this work and invite all those who support survivors to join our efforts in making sure we get this bill to the governor's desk and successfully signed. I'm going to let you first, Greg. What do you think about her statement?
Well, she didn't explain why she's exempting teenagers and why having sex with a teenager isn't disqualifying, right? Now, what she's saying is, hey, it's better than nothing. Because right now, there's no law, right? And so I get that. I mean, she's saying, hey, you know, there's no law right now preventing somebody who's committed sexual assault from running for office. And this is better than nothing. But, specifically editing it so that a crime against a teen is exempted is appalling. Like, I don't explain that to me. I mean, I know Senator Wiener has got probably people he wants to protect. He doesn't want that to be a disqualifying factor, right? And specifically, you know, his hero, Harvey Milk, who we celebrate every year in California, has had, and it's very public in his biography, which I have talked about repeatedly, he had a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old when he was 33. And there's a whole chapter on it in his book. And so I think, so if this law if we didn't have the exemptions, would apply to him, and he would not be able to run for office. So maybe that's it. I don't know.
And what do you think, Shannon?
Yeah, I see what Greg's saying, and I agree with that for sure. My specific problem was that Dawn did not answer when she was asked. I watched the testimony, and Henry Choi really called her out on this, and Senator Henry Choi, and she basically gave a non-response. You know, what we have is a really important bill that is nation-leading, just ignoring the fact that the crimes they carved out, child sodomy, oral copulation on a minor, sexual penetration on a minor, are now not disqualifying for someone running for office if convicted of performing these or acting atrociously in this manner toward children. And yet, if you commit that same crime against an adult, you are excluded. Of all things for her to allow to be carved out from her bill, that is shocking. I agree with Greg on that. And where's her sense of ownership? Where's her sense of pride, similar to Ziora, who introduced 2753 and they tried to carve it up? Could we just wait? Won't Scott Wiener not be there after November? I mean, I don't wish him upon the nation, but I'm glad he won't be here in California after November. Can she just reintroduce the bill then and see if she can get it passed with protections for children?
And one thing I want, Dawn did say something. They sent me what I'm, and correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, but what I was told was from Dawn is this exempts, right now, if just having, so a 30-year-old having sex with a 15-year-old in California is a crime. It's considered assault, whether it was consensual or not. And that would be allowed for adults also, or an 18-year-old and a 30-year-old. But what it does, if it was an assault, a sexual assault, it would still be a disqualifier. I'll let you answer that after we take a break, a word from our sponsors.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages ending mixed with the Dow down sharply and having its worst day since June the 10th as the Iran ceasefire deal unravels. But the tech-heavy NASDAQ turning positive in the final minutes of trading. Tech was the best performing sector with a rally in semiconductor-related stocks, cushioning today's losses. Surging oil prices driving inflation fears, with West Texas Intermediate crude topping $74 a barrel. Energy stocks surged as oil prices jumped. However, higher oil prices hit travel-related stocks, with shares of airlines and cruise operators falling. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, NVIDIA, and Apple. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow down 577 points, the NASDAQ higher by 52, S&P 500 down 21. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Have you felt that instant panic when your car breaks down? You deserve to be treated like a guest, not a problem. At Shifton Gears Auto Repair, they're shifting expectations with hospitality-geared auto service. transparent updates, honest answers. They have your back from the moment you call, and they are always ready to serve you. Next. Finally, auto repair that puts you first.
Savage Spirits in Delhi has great parking for the fair right behind their business at 21st and Spring Street. Stop in and say hi to the ladies on your way to the fair and park your car in a safe parking environment. Support the youth ministries at Christian Life Center by buying your wristband from Savage Spirits in Delhi. Only $35 pre-sale. Don't pay $55 at the fair. Get them before they're gone. Sold up to the first day of the fair at Savage Spirits in Delhi, 21st and Spring Street in Paso Robles.
The sound-off lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on sound-off.
Welcome back to sound-off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursdays. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There are multiple articles regarding Addis's bill and opinion pieces. There's also a number of articles right now. One of the big crimes that's going on in this state has been lately, there's this often happens as a journalist. You'll see a lot of the same crime occurring. There are a serious amount of sexual assaults of children going on. And there is an article there about a mother here in Paso. I did have her on the show where their child was raped was raped as a young child. And the man is currently out on bail and he will be going into court fairly soon. One of her other daughters had a graduation at a high school and he showed up, so they didn't go to the graduation. That just happened last month. There is a lot of issues with a big increase right now in the sexual assaults with children involved. Greg, what do you, this does protect though if it was considered non-consensual. So let's say you've got someone stalking children online, claiming they're a teen, and they meet up with someone who thinks they're meeting up with a 15-year-old and they have a 30-year-old. That wouldn't, and they're 15, that wouldn't be protected and they had sex. But if it's an absolute stranger assault, that is still protected, correct, with this bill?
I need to be more clear. You know, minors cannot consent to sex. So statutory rape, you know, whether it's forced or unforced, right, it's still statutory rape. But this, you're right. If it is by force, if it's rape by force, they're excluded. But non-forcible relations, if the minor is willing, right, that's what it exempts. So if a 15-year-old willingly have sex with a 40-year-old, then and the 40-year-old wants to run for office, he still can under this bill.
And I find the people that groom them and ask them to meet them, as a reporter, we had the young girl in Napomo where the man wanted to meet her, and then he took her down to Mexico to prostitute her. I think she was 14 or 15. This is becoming a real problem in our country right now. And it is a little shocking that this does carve out that set of people.
Yes, I see it that way too, Karen. I think that it's a degradation of protections of children. And I agree with what Greg said, that a minor cannot consent. Your under 18-year-old child can't even get an aspirin from the school nurse. They are under 18. They can't sign a contract. I'm a realtor. I can't sign a lease, you know, for Cal Poly students who are under 18. Their parents have to be on the lease. So how can they possibly be considered legally capable of consenting to sex? And I work with Resilient Ones in anti-human trafficking. And what we find with the children is that they are groomed into this. And so even when they, quote, willingly consent, they have been manipulated toward this. This is still trafficking. It is still child abuse. Children do not need to be sexualized. And I see this as coming against that 18-year-old adult status in giving consent. They're going to try to lower it even further just to exclude pedophiles. That is where I see this going. I don't understand why Dawn Addis, she's my opponent. I'm running against her for assembly. I'm a children's advocate, and I would not have accepted these carve-outs to what seemed to be a good bill in the beginning.
Greg?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything she said. Minors are easily manipulated, right? Easily taken advantage of, and especially in the case of human trafficking, I mean, groomers go after the vulnerable kids, usually foster kids who are seeking attention from adults, right, are looking for a father figure, and so they are vulnerable, and traffickers take advantage of that, right, offer them freedom, buy them things, pretend to be their boyfriend, right, and then they get trafficked and sold. It's happening over and over, and so minors need protection. And anybody, any adult who would ever take advantage of a minor for sex, that should be disqualifying. It's the most, one of the most horrific crimes we have out there, and the fact that we tolerate it, it's unbelievable.
I am surprised at the attitude. I've seen a big change in the view on, and I don't mean it's an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. I'm talking, men having, going after young children. Even look at what happened with that case that's in Ohio right now. You had an 18-year-old boy get a 14-year-old pregnant, and then you had the parents agree they could marry. And now they're in, she's had 16 children. She's 34 years old. And people say she can't go anywhere without his permission. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but I don't think it's a good thing when we try to normalize sex with 13, 14, 15-year-olds.
Exactly right.
Right. I mean, I was just testifying, and this is going to be a controversial too, but I was just testifying against another bill. They're trying to make sure school districts can't say no to handing condoms out to seventh graders, right? There's some school districts like, it's not particularly a good thing to hand out a bunch of condoms to seventh graders because you're kind of like, saying, well, go for it. These are going to protect you. This bill has passed three different times. The governor continues to veto it for cost reasons, but that was one of the arguments I made. I was like, we are normalizing sex at for 12-year-olds when we hand them condoms, right? You're saying, well, this is what normal, this is, you can't control yourself, but this will keep you safe.
Yeah, I agree with that. It just leads to what I said before, and where all of our minds are working is that all of this is just bringing sexualized behavior and a desensitivity to personal boundaries into young children's lives and bringing people outside their parents. Parents are the ones who need to be protecting their children and introducing them to what they need to know about sex in order to protect themselves and to prepare for a healthy sex life as consenting adults over 18. And they should not be introduced to this by people at school, and by organizations that come in and just hand them condoms. This is a disturbing bill. I saw it briefly. I'm one of the 200,000 that watched your video yesterday, Greg, and saw something kind of flag up on this. And I was like, I don't know how you keep up. Thank God for you, California Family Council. I'm friends with Sophia Laurie. I founded Save Girls Sports Central Coast. So I've met you at the gala last year with my girls who received awards for speaking up. And I don't know how you guys keep up with the damaging material that's coming from Sacramento.
And Greg, we've got a caller I'm going to bring on with a question. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask the guests today?
Oh, well, I remember reading some old books about inducing people into doing crimes by stealing their passport. And I was wondering if that's an aspect of what they're, in other words, you'd take an immigrant In the old days, people would make servants out of them, and they would grab their passport and then basically make them a slave.
Right. I mean, I've heard stories like that regarding human trafficking. You know, one of the first instances I ran into human trafficking when I was working for a member of Congress, and this young lady came in and she said she had a T visa, which was a trafficking visa, meaning she got a special visa to stay because she was brought in from the Ukraine as a babysitter for a couple she thought she was coming to babysit for, and she got here, and they held her in a hotel and started trafficking her, and she escaped. One of the things they do is they bring in these foreign women, and they hold on to their passports, and especially if they don't know English, they're completely trapped. And luckily for this lady from the Ukraine, she actually spoke English, so that she was able to escape without her passport and make her way to the FBI. But this is very common.
Yeah, that sounds similar. I think the way I had first discovered it, I was reading a book about Mata Hari, and that Mata Hari was one of the spies of World War One, and so there were people who similarly, instead of being just sex trafficked, they were ordered to become spies. And what kind of concerns me is that with this horrible increase in ICE and clamping down, forcing everybody to go on the run, that's making it actually easier to trap people that way. That if they're on the run from ICE, then they're going to be subject to being trafficked for sex slaves or slavery in general or whatever. And so this is a scam that's as old as the hills, and long before America, apparently. And the idea that America has just given ICE a massive budget. I think we've given them more money than the U.S. Marines. We've given them more money than something like 10 of the top military. The nation's military budget. And so the idea that we've allowed somebody involved with Epstein to make it so that it would become easier as opposed to suiting the purpose of what ICE is claiming to do.
I do want to respond to that a little bit. One thing that has been going on, and this is not regarding ICE, because this is the human trafficking under the Biden administration became that the cartel started making more money human trafficking than they were on the drug industry. And there is a major problem. I just posted an article about a woman and her child was raped, but that was 10 years ago. And her child, her daughter was told, we are, what was she told? She was told, you can't tell your parents because I'll have your dad deported. It isn't because of ICE. It's because of the cartels bringing people in. And there was even a reported trafficking arrest in our county about 2 weeks ago. And it was done by Border Patrol, stopped the people being trafficked. So they were bound in a van, or no, a truck, a moving truck going through. So there is a lot of cases where they're actually saving the people being brought to the U.S. to be trafficked.
Yeah, it might be up to the individual agents to have the courage to buck their bosses. Because similarly, 10, 15 years ago, when ISIS over there in Syria was creating so much turmoil, I think they had 25 million people that fled the nation of Syria, and similar was going on. There was a famous incident in Syria where a little girl, I think she was 6 years old, had a bomb strapped to her belly. and she was instructed to go into the police station.
I want to get back to our topic, though, because I have guests here to talk about the child bill. Thank you very much for calling in.
Sure.
And, you know, I know that there is a lot of issues with young children in this country right now. But we're going to take a break, a word from our sponsor, and we'll be back with one more segment. And if you want to call in and ask a question, this will be your chance.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
VRE number 0219-9910.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike, plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. Today I have Shannon Kelsler. She is State Assembly, running for State Assembly against Don Addis, District 30. I also have Greg Bird. He's the Vice President of the California Family Council. And we were talking about some of the bills going through the legislature right now. And they were bills meant to, for those that don't know, there used to be laws against felons running for office. They changed that, and then they added just certain categories. And there was a plan to put in sexual assault, and there was also a plan to put in people on the registry. One got pushed out, and the other one got carved out. And there is a few people angry that you're carving out sexual assaults against children and allowing sexual assaults to continue in the bill against adults. And Greg, do you want to comment anything about what the caller said?
Regarding immigration, that's a big topic. Obviously, have you not heard stories about how many unaccompanied children have crossed the border and the ICE lost during the Biden administration? Right. So where do these kids go? Right. They're in the foster system. We fear a lot of them are being human trafficked, either labor trafficked or sex trafficked. And they're out in the community, and you know their parents have lost touch with them. And so this is a huge concern that these kids are really vulnerable to being trafficked and abused. And so you know, I think you know, you don't want open borders. that does not help the problem.
And I know there's a lot of, there's a lot of sex crimes against children right now, and with a fair amount coming from people that are not citizens. And I was told that by law enforcement, that there's such a high propensity of it. You now have Spanish-speaking people on that. You know, the detectives with the county are in that department have to speak Spanish because many of the suspects don't speak English.
Yeah, I believe that we have magnified this problem tragically with that many people coming across the border illegally, and they're being victimized. We've seen this with resilient ones, certainly.
And we have another caller. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Well, my big objection is there are certain politicians that don't want to distinguish between illegal aliens and legal immigrants. They want to lump them all together, and consequently, they think that it's okay to be an illegal immigrant.
And, Greg, do you want to comment on that?
Well, that's a little outside what I came to comment on, but, you know, I think every country regulates immigration, and, you know, any country I've ever been to, I have to have a passport and a visa, and so that is standard fare, and so when we say there's no difference between somebody's here legally or illegally, or just say it's undocumented, that's not a big deal. You know, no country does that. It is acceptable practice to, you know, require people to get permission to come to the United States, and we need to enforce the laws that our duly elected representatives have already passed.
Yes, I agree with that, Greg.
Well, you know, you can get a green card and be here legally, but if you come in with no green card, no passport, nothing like that, you should be arrested as an illegal. You agree?
Right. I mean, that's following the law. I mean, these laws are on the books. Let's enforce them.
Okay, I'm glad you agree. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. And we are getting kind of off track. So what can the public do to, if they don't agree with the carving out of this bill, what can the public do about this issue with the Dawn Addis' bill?
Karen, I recommend that they call her office, especially if you live in Assembly District 30, and that goes all the way from southern Santa Cruz to just the northern part of Napomo along the coast, beautiful central coast where I live. And you can call her office at 805-549-3001. Tell her that you want her to stop AB2691. It should not advance as currently modified. It does not protect children. It does not seem to be part of the original intent of the bill. And she needs to hear from you. Her job is to represent you, is to help protect children, as I believe was her original goal. And if you're not okay with this, like I'm not okay, then call her office and let her know. And that's 805-449-3001. And you can contact me at Kessler4CA.com or California Family Council and get some verbiage. You know, there's some guidance that they put out on their social media and I put out on mine for what to say to speak to your representatives on this.
And Greg?
Right. Well, we have a call-in campaign we're running. If you come to our website, californiafamily.org, and you go to the action page, you know, we have about 10 different bills up there that you can click on. We will actually direct you to your own member by you type in your address, and there's three options. You can make a phone call, you can send a letter, or you can put out a post on X. And so the legislators need to hear from you. I mean, I think she wants to. Maybe she was cornered, right? And she felt she had no choice, but she does have a choice. And she made the wrong one. And maybe she's fearing what the Democratic Party will do if she, you know, or Wiener will say about her. But, you know, if she gets enough phone calls and people start protesting in front, if she starts to get known as this is what she stands for, she'll change unless she wants to lose her reelection campaign.
To me. Hopefully she does.
Yes.
And one of the things I want...
She does.
One of the questions I have, though, is Scott Wiener is running for Pelosi's seat, correct?
Right.
And have the things that he... How has this impacted his campaign, do you think?
Well, you know, San Francisco is quite his constituents. You know, I believe he's probably advocating for them, right? I mean, sadly, I don't know. I don't know if this. I think personally, when he did this, I thought, oh, this is probably a he's gone too far this time, right? But, you know, sadly, you know, there's people even left of him who are attacking him because he's not sufficiently for Hamas, right? Which, you know, I'm not sure if you saw that viral video against him recently being chased out of a park, you know, people screaming and yelling at him because he was too pro-Israel, right? It makes him look like a moderate because there's people left of him. But, you know, we spend a lot of our time up here objecting to almost every bill he introduces. Because he's been doing this forever, right? Legalizing prostitution, that's his goal. He wants to legalize all drugs, right? He started out with psychedelics. He's the guy who made it okay for men to be in women's prisons. And now these women are being raped because they are being housed with men in their own little, you know, cells. And so... He is notorious for all these things, but he's from the leftmost left district in probably the country.
Yeah, I look forward to him being gone, but I feel sorry for the federal administration having to tolerate him. But boy, I am glad that he will not be here in California much longer, because you're right, he's done a lot of damage. And I think it's very, very bad for Dawn Addis right now to look like she has caved to him on this particular bill.
And Greg, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today and informing the public about what's going on in Sacramento. And I hope to have you back on again in the future.
Anytime, I'll come back.
Thank you very much. And so you have some time left to... on your campaign. I want to also thank you very, very much for coming on the show today and agreeing to inform the public about what's going on. And congratulations on your win. You worked on this for years.
Yeah, it's been more than a year now. And I hit came out of the gate running last July when I announced my campaign. And I'm very honored to be the nominee challenging Dawn Addis, so it'll be just she and I on the November ballot, so you'll have the opportunity to vote for me again. And I do want to hear from you. I want to know. I believe that I am a stark contrast to Dawn Addis. I like to say the only thing we have in common is that we're both women, but I don't believe she can define a woman. And I haven't met her in person. That is actually part of the reason I'm running. I tried to meet with her as a constituent to express my concerns on the situation for girls and women in this area, particularly in relation to sports and locker rooms and bathrooms, and she wouldn't even meet with me. So I believe that your representative should be approachable, reachable. That's my goal. Kessler4CA, KesslerForCA.com is my website. Follow me on Instagram. I'm easy to find under Shannon Kessler. I'm on Facebook. I'm on X. I'm on TikTok. I'm on all the platforms, and I'm very active on social media. I really want to hear from you.
And thank you very much for coming in. Thank you for listening. I'll be on tomorrow. I'm going to have Dave Duringer and Josh Friedman. Dave's going to start the show talking about some things about gun ownership and the best stance when you're shooting. And then Josh and him will both be talking about the Ukraine war. Josh was in Ukraine. I was on the phone. He was bombed while in a bunker.
This episode of Sound Off on KPRL was brought to you by Lynn Patrol, specializing in dryer vent cleaning. Don't overwork your dryer or let your vent start a fire. Contact Dylan at LynnPatrolCA.com or call 805-975-9000. 5176.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.